While your body doesn't need a whole lot of B12, just 2.4 micrograms a day, it seems that a lot of us are falling short of that goal, which can have some significant impacts, actually, on our overall health. And while the problem is relatively widespread, B12 deficiencies often go unnoticed and untreated, leaving those who aren't getting enough of it with adverse side effects and few answers. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Diane Krass, Associate Professor of Nutrition and Food Sciences at Wayne State University. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So what happens when someone doesn't get enough B12?
Well, if they don't get enough B12, or sometimes more relevantly, if they don't absorb enough, because sometimes we eat enough, but we don't absorb it, they can become fatigued. So the typical symptoms of anemia, fatigue, maybe a racing heart, a little bit of pallor to the skin. But they can also have neurocognitive impairment, because B12 is really important in development or formation of the myelin sheath that protects the nerves. And so they could have tingling in the extremities or numbness or even some inability to balance and some depression. So some pretty serious consequences that can actually turn out to be permanent if you don't correct the underlying deficiency.
Why is it so often overlooked?
Well, partly because the symptoms that I just described to you are pretty nonspecific, and one of the populations that's at risk is the aging population. And I hate to say this, but anyone over the age of 60, I don't like to think of that as aging, but anyone over the age of 60, some of those symptoms are things that tend to happen naturally. So it might be overlooked as something that's actually treatable and fixable.
Where I live, down in Santa Cruz, it seems like the B12, you know, kind of happy hour is a big thing. You know, I have quite a few friends that go in for the shots of B12. I mean, is that effective? I mean, is it a good substitute?
I would say generally no. So it's kind of funny. I'm talking about B12. We're talking about B12 deficiency. That's sort of the other end of the spectrum. So a lot of people like to take B12 injections for energy. It doesn't actually give you energy. But typically what people need in order to get enough B12 is not an injection. They can get it from their food. If they don't need it from their food, they can take it in a supplement, you know, just by mouth. So it doesn't have to be quite so high-tech or invasive to be effective.
So for someone that doesn't want to take another pill, I mean, what's the best way to get it from food sources?
Yeah, so from food sources, it's very clear that our highest sources are, I don't know why I said it that way, beef liver, clams, tuna, fortified nutritional yeast. If you don't like to eat animal flesh, those are really, really rich sources of B12. But other sources include things like salmon, beef, milk, yogurt. Those are also very good sources. And even, you know, our cereals are fortified with all sorts of vitamins. So the B12 that's in your fortified cereals is good. Cheese and eggs have B12. Not much, so you'd need a large volume of those things if those were your only sources of B12. So if you eat animal flesh, animal meat, I should say, maybe, you've got no trouble getting enough B12. It's if you don't that you might have trouble getting enough in your diet.
Okay, but even if you're vegan or vegetarian, you probably should consider a supplement.
Right, and just a regular multivitamin typically contains enough to meet, more than enough to meet your needs. So that's where I like to say, well, the injections aren't really necessary. You can take a pill if you're not getting it from your food. The problem tends to come in where even if you're getting enough in your diet, you might still become deficient, and that's what gets missed sometimes.
And how, I mean, if you're concerned, maybe you have some things like you mentioned, you know, the tingling in lower extremities, that sort of things. How do you get tested? I mean, is it just a matter of lab work through your primary care doctor or what?
Yep. Just go to the doctor. And, you know, if you're there for a well visit, they might not check those things automatically. But if you're there for those symptoms specifically, they'll definitely check your B12. And there are some other lab values, too, that they would need to test, because strangely, your B12 levels can be normal and you can still be deficient for a variety of reasons. So, you know, your physician, your healthcare provider will know what to look for and how to test you for that and how to interpret and then treat you for that.
Interesting. Diane, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty. And that was Diane Kress. She's an associate professor of nutrition and food sciences at Wayne State University, speaking about the need for B12.